hot dusty streets of a West Texas town. It's Lajitas, where the sun beats you down. You want a cold one to pour down your throat, but give it instead to the beer drinking goat. See, old Clay Henry could put 'em away. They say he drank 50 plus beers every day. You could see when he stumbled his way to the salt lick. That drunken old goat was a real alcoholic. And tourists would visit from far and from near to watch that old goat chug a bottle of beer. You popped off the cap, held it out with a swish. The goat grabbed your beer and drank like a fish. He was a beer drinking goat, beer drinking goat, beer drinking goat. Clay Henry was a beer drinking goat. He was an alcoholic and in poor condition, so he had as much virtue as most politicians. That drunken old goat was some kind of player. The people of Lajitas elected him mayor. Now Clay Henry Jr. was just like his dad, and his drinking problem was equally bad. They fought to the death over a female goat. The son killed his dad, yet he still won the vote. He was a beer drinking goat, beer drinking goat, beer drinking goat. Clay Henry Jr. was a beer drinking goat. And he killed his own father, fighting over a woman, no less. It's like a blues song, but it's all true. I mean, you can't make this stuff up, people. But if you don't believe me, let Hazy tell you. One guy was jealous, and not in a fun way. Clay Henry III was drinking on Sunday. This dude got a knife and climbed over the walls. Got hold of that goat and cut off his balls. But liquor is strong, and that goat was so chilling that even castration just didn't kill him. When some politician asks for your vote, say, I'm only voting for a beer drinking goat. Beer drinking goat, beer drinking goat, beer drinking goat. Clay Henry was a beer drinking goat, beer drinking goat, beer drinking goat. And Clay Henry Jr. was a beer drinking goat, beer drinking goat, beer drinking goat. Three generations of a beer drinking goat.